Hold on, give me a minute.
Oh my, hello. I almost didn't recognize you. You've certainly changed. How have you been? Mm-hmm. Very good. Oh, you came to see Sam and surprise him after your lengthy studies in Germany. Oh, I'm sorry, but he's not here at the moment. Why don't you come inside and into the warm, rather than standing outside in the cold so we can talk about your stay in Germany? Oh, just don't mind the mess. I haven't had the time today to clear up. I did just finish making myself some tea. I'll go grab you a cup so we can talk. Make yourself comfortable on the couch, okay? You should know where it is, after all. You were here almost every day growing up. So, how was your final year of university in Germany? I saw all the posts of your graduation on Facebook. It looked really good. Oh, that's nice. And I suppose I should congratulate you on finishing university. I'm proud of you, you know? I saw you grow up alongside my son, despite you being a couple years older than him. Being really close. Almost brothers, really? After all, I had to take care of you while your mom was working and your father not in the picture after he left. So, this place was almost like your second home and me, well, almost your other mother. All I'm trying to say is that I am really proud of you. Anyway, enough of that. Please tell me, did you meet any cute girls while at university? Oh yeah? Any that I should be aware of? No! You mean to tell me that after all the time you spent abroad, you didn't find a girl that you wanted to see more of, outside of the bedroom, that is? Oh, they just weren't what you were looking for? Oh, and just what were you looking for? Someone older than you? So how much older are we talking, huh? A few years older or quite a bit older? You don't have to be so shy about it. It's only me. Let me lean my head on your shoulder. What am I doing? I'm just getting closer. I know just how much older. After all, I saw how you looked at me when you were younger. How your eyes used to linger just a little longer on me than they should have. Oh, don't be coy now. I know what you thought about me. I mean, I was your first crush, wasn't I? The one that you could never get over. The one that was forbidden. After all, not only was I married, but I was also your best friend's mother. Huh? Married. Yes, past tense. We split up just after you left for Germany. To be honest, we had been drifting apart for a while and we decided to go our separate ways. Was best for us to part ways on favorable terms. How did Sam take it? He's just adjusting. He just finds it weird that his father isn't around anymore. But they still see each other often. How am I? I'm okay. Just lonely. With Sam outside often, no husband. It's just very lonely. You're playing with my hair. That feels nice. It's been been a while since I've been touched in any form, really. I thank you for this. I mean, it's funny. I used to do this for you quite often, didn't I? After you had a bad day or troubles at home, I would play with your hair either in my lap or while you rested on my shoulder. Hold on. I just need to make sure. I never once made you feel uncomfortable as I could. Did I do anything that felt inappropriate while you were here? Please, I just want to know, did I ever go across the line? No? Are you sure? Because if I did, you need to tell me. I never did anything. I never once made you uncomfortable or unsafe. That's good. I just needed to be sure. Oh, you're hugging me. Oh my. Thank you. I just needed to be reassured. Could we continue where we left off? Oh, you got another idea. My head in your lap. Oh, okay. This is really nice, you know, and rather intimate. Here, lean down. You are the first person I've kissed since my divorce. Did it feel nice? Want more? Is that your hand I can feel tracing my skin under my tongue? You can feel them if you want. Oh, yeah, play with my tits. Oh, fuck. Your hands are really warm. I love the way you lightly play with them. Oh, and my nipples. This is a rather large boundary for us to cross, you know? Me being intimate with my son's best friend, but it's a boundary that I'm willing to cross. If you are. I take that as a yes then, because I really need this, and I feel like you want this too. What if we get caught? I just have to deal with it. I have to accept that his mother is in a relationship with his best friend, and that his mother wants to be passionately fucked by his friend. Hold on. Stop. And just for a moment, and let me strip. My. Would you look at that? Look how hard you are at the sight of my delicious, milky body, with these full, perky breasts and my round ass. Like what you see, honey? I can tell. Why don't we free that thing that's bursting through your pants, shall we? Oh, fuck. You have such a big cock. Certainly bigger than my ex-husband's was. I don't even think I can take the whole thing in my mouth. But And it gets the head of your cock. It won't stop me from trying. Let me lick your cock up to the head. Oh, does it feel good when I lick your cock? Yeah? No, my lips feel good when I kiss it. From that reaction, I take that it does. Now, for your welcome home present. Fuck, it tastes so fucking good. However, there's still more for me to take. I can feel it all the way down my throat. Look at that. Your cock completely coated in your friend's mom's spit. All nice and lubed up. Oh, so fucking dirty. I want you to fuck my throat. Yes, hold fuck me. Oh fuck, your cock is so fucking good. But I wonder how it would feel buried all the way inside me. Let me get up. I'm kissing you. Oh, please. Please, I want you. No, I need you. I don't care if we get caught. I'll be your hot milk that you can do what you want with and use every waking moment. So how do you want me? You want to take control? I would love that. You making your friend's mother submit to you? Want you? Need you? Use me. Fuck. Against the wall. Fuck. I love this side of you. My husband was never this rough with me. Use me. And what you want. I'm yours. Oh yeah, you spank me. Fuck. More. Oh, harder. Oh, I want you to leave marks on my ass. Fuck. This is making me want you even more right now. Fuck me. Fuck. You're so fucking deep. Oh, fuck. Let me adjust. Please, for a moment. You can move now. Oh my god. Oh fuck. I can feel you so fucking deep. Yes. Oh fuck. Fuck me, please. Just fucking use me. Harder. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Yes. 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 Fuck. Fucking pin me. I need to feel every fucking use in me. Oh. Oh my god. Yes. 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 Fuck. Shit, was that the door? Oh fuck, Sam's home. Don't you fucking dare stop. Oh fuck, yes. More. Pull my hair. Fucking use me in front of my son. Make him watch as he breed his mother. Fuck. Pull my hair. Oh my god. Fuck. Hold me. Shit. Don't stop. Yeah, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to find us like this. I was just welcoming him home. And... oh, God. Yes. Fucking breathe me. I'm getting close. Fuck. I can feel you swelling. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, I want you to fucking creep by your friend's mother. Give this... let every last drop ruin me. Breathe me as he watches you railing his mother. Oh, I'm so fucking sorry you had to see this, honey. Fuck, having to watch your mom getting bred by your best friend. Fuck, yes, let go. Fuck, I realized a fucking drop. Oh my god, let's go together. Hold me tighter. Oh, fuck, that was great. Oh, your coffee is so fucking warm. Deep inside my womb. Fuck. I think you may have actually just bred me. Oh, we need to do this more often. He'll just have to accept it. Oh, thank you. And welcome home, my love.